on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, we're getting closer and closer. I was just talking to a friend about, how I should be, real focused on what's happening in our world. And I am, because, we do things on this show. We had Carla Sontag on yesterday talking about, from the New Mexico Business Coalition and Better Together New Mexico, talking about the Roundhouse, what's going on up there, and being informed. And, but I really should be, more focused on, things of the Lord. And I just don't think the Philadelphia Eagles fall anywhere in there. So I'm just getting closer and closer to the weekend and more distracted. So you can pray for me, but I'll probably be wearing a silly hat come Sunday. So maybe I'll take a picture and post it. I don't know. But some great things coming up on tomorrow's broadcast. We're going to catch up with Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates. A lot of folks getting that little notice, hey, your W-2's ready, and they start thinking taxes. And Brian, at the end of the year, was reminding us that we can actually make contributions to our IRAs up to the day we file our taxes. And he has some insight in comparing a traditional IRA with a Roth IRA. He's going to be doing that with us tomorrow as our Friday Financial Update segment. We'll also, God willing, connect with the Heritage Foundation, as we typically do. We'll find something in the headlines that we feel impacts you and you'll want more information about. But that's all part of tomorrow's show on ABQ Connect. The remainder of today's show, we're going to spend with Tim Stewart with Impact Nations. Tim, welcome back into ABQ Connect.
Thanks for having me.
And now I could bring it up actually on the here, our team. And I was going to make sure I got it right. The CEO at Impact Nations, Tim Stewart. Family ministry, though, in more ways than one, right?
Indeed, yeah. In a few different ways. My parents founded the organization 20 years ago now, if you can believe it, 2005.
It goes fast.
Yeah.
The older you get, the faster it goes.
I'm finding that, absolutely. So my parents are still with the organization. In fact, mom right now is ministering in Uganda. I can tell you a little bit about that in a minute. And dad is currently doing a conference up near Toronto. So they're both still hard at work doing the stuff, but they passed the reins on to me about 5 years ago or so.
Yeah, you get to do all the fun admin stuff.
Yeah, yeah, nobody told me how... boring this job would be. I have to remember that the Holy Spirit can speak through spreadsheets too.
So good.
But you know what? I was going to say it is very multi-generational because I just got back from ministering with a team in Bogota, Colombia, and I actually took two of my children with me on that trip.
Oh, nice. So,
my younger two, Toby's 14, Hosanna's 12.
They'll never forget. I don't need to tell you, right? They'll never forget that. It's a life event.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. And it was so much fun just to see God moving in and through them, ministering to people through my kids. You know, this kingdom is so big. It is a big tent. Everybody's welcome and nobody's disqualified. And don't ever think you're too young or too old to get in the game.
So what did they think? What was the highlight for them?
Oh, they loved it. My son, this was actually their second time going on a trip with us. We, my wife and I took the whole family to the Philippines just coming up on 2 years ago now. Uh-huh. But this time around, my son got to share a little bit at one of the churches I was preaching. During the trip, we do Journeys of Compassion, where this is just one of the many, many things that Impact Nations does, but we'll take teams of people from around the world and go and minister in one of our target nations. So this team, we had about 35 people from four different nations represented, and we were on the ground for about a week and a half. We're doing free medical clinics in very impoverished communities. We're getting water filters into homes where they're drinking contaminated water, and just sharing the gospel everywhere we go. You know, we'll give a water filter to a family. We're right there in their home. We say, this is a gift from from the Lord, and he's got one more gift for you, and they receive Christ, and we get to lay hands on the sick and see God heal people all over the place. Yeah. And then on Sundays, we'll go into multiple different churches. Our teams will split up into five or six different churches to go and share a word and stuff, and I get to see my son Toby share for about 5 minutes just what God does for healing and stuff, and that was pretty awesome.
That makes your heart glad.
Oh, man. Yeah. And then there was a moment we had just, a member of our team had just shared the gospel on this hillside. Bogota is fascinating, by the way. It's a massive, massive city.
Pretty good coffee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The coffee's fantastic. I felt like an idiot. I made sure to get out to Walmart to get my instant coffee, my instant Starbucks Via packs, and then got there. I was like, I don't need this. When I go to other countries, the coffee's terrible. But in Uganda, I was like, Colombia, it was amazing.
It's just so different everywhere you go, actually. Yeah. Actually, when I was in Panama, I thought that the coffee I got at the restaurant there tasted like instant coffee.
Which, that's weird. They're right next door to Colombia, guys. Right. Like, get this right. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know.
But anyway, we were in these communities that are up in the mountains. So Bogota is basically this massive city in the bottom of the valley, and then it's surrounded by mountains. Bogota is up at about 8,000 feet above sea level. But then the mountains, we crossed the 10,000-foot mark on multiple occasions. And I said to these folks who are living in really rough conditions, very, very rough, but I said, you know, your view, this is $1 million view. Like, back home, this would be the prime real estate.
Yeah.
Praise God that you get to wake up to this every morning. So we saw many, many, many come to Christ. One day we were just sharing the gospel on this hillside and saw many come to Christ. And then we just, we've got our team of 35 with translators and stuff. And so we said, okay, if you need prayer, if you need the Lord to do something for you today, just put up your hand. We're going to come pray for you. I was sitting up on the hill just observing, and I got to see my daughter, who's 12 years old, and just all by herself, grabbed a translator and just started laying hands on women and children, just praying for families and stuff. And I just, man, when you see your kids coming alive in the kingdom of God, there's nothing quite like it.
Yeah. Now, the next question I have, and it came to mind when you mentioned the trips, the compassion trips.
Yeah.
And it's not political. It's not political.
Yeah.
I'm asking more from the— are you familiar with the music artist Steve Camp?
No.
Okay, back in the 80s, Steve Camp was a music artist, and I'm telling you, like one of his popular songs was "Are We Living in Laodicea?" You know, and he holds up a mirror to the church.
Yeah.
You know?
Bunch of lukewarm.
And he looks at himself, you know, he's, but I'm more headed down this path with this compassion and you know, what you're going to do. Has the church passed on its responsibility in a lot of these areas, not only in our country, but worldwide, you know, to governments?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And I think that in a lot of ways, we very quickly default to looking to the government to be the social safety net. In Jesus' day, they didn't have Social Security. They didn't have,
Social Security, like people, I tell people to go, you know, I got six kids. I'm working ministry. That's my Social Security.
Yeah.
That was really more the Social Security plan. Biblically.
Yeah. And there, you know, instead of food stamps, we had to just go ahead and multiply food because they didn't have it. When we get into developing nations, I think there is, in one sense, a greater— it's almost like the skids are greased. Like, they connect with the kingdom of God faster because they don't— like, those who need to receive don't have anywhere else to turn. It's like, I do not have a social safety net. My government is not going to be handing out food or money. We need Jesus to come and intervene quickly. I had an interesting one. You know, we see miracles every day when we're on these journeys of compassion. People often ask me, well, why do you see them more there than here? And I always have two answers for that, and I don't know if either one is right, but they're guesses. One is, well, I don't know that actually very many people ask, may I pray for you? And if you don't ask, may I pray for you, then why would you expect healing to happen? Because you you know, you didn't actually step out and ask the question. But the second thing is that social safety net. We've got healthcare, we've got doctors and stuff. When we were in Bogota, we saw, I don't know, over 900 patients come through our medical clinics as we were traveling to different communities each day. These are people who have not seen a doctor in years.
Yeah.
I got a chance to pray for a young lady who... She was pregnant. It's really funny, actually. You can ask people like, hey, Jesus has been healing in your neighborhood. We've seen many healings. You know, what do you need Jesus to do for you? And sometimes they forget about some of their ailments. So this young lady, maybe 25 or so, she was pregnant. She said, oh, pray for my baby, that, you know, that it'll be safe and all that stuff. And of course we did that. And then I said, hey, we've got a medical clinic happening just down the hill here. So go see the doctor, get some vitamins and stuff for your baby, all that stuff. And then her friend comes out the door and she says, you know, she's deaf in one ear. We're like, oh, well, okay. You want Jesus to do something with that? Oh, yeah, sure, that'd be great. I've been deaf for 3 years, and the doctor looked in there and said, there's no hope. There's nothing's any good in there. So it's really interesting. Sometimes healing happens immediate, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's progressive. We prayed for her, and she said, we always ask after we pray, like, what are you feeling? What's happening? Evaluate the situation. Is anything getting better? And she says, well, I feel movement inside of my ear. Like, I feel the inside of my head moving around. I'm like, all right, well, that's Jesus. Like, praise the Lord. Let's thank Jesus for what he's doing. I said, can you hear? She said, no, not yet, but it feels weird. And so we prayed one more time and then said, hey, go see the doctor, you know, get those vitamins for the baby. A couple hours later, we see her walking down the road. And my translator, Jose, says, hey, what happened? Did you see the doctor? She says, oh, yeah, I saw the doctor. He says, how's your ear doing? And she said, well, I saw the doctor. He looked in my ear, and he says, everything looks perfect. She says, 3 years ago, it looked bad. Now it looks perfect. And he says, well, can you hear? She's like, oh, yeah, I can hear now. And it's so funny, right, because we come full of faith, and we build their faith up and say, hey, Jesus is here healing. And they, funny enough, they actually believe us when we say that. And so then when it happens, they're like, yeah, it happened just like you said.
And then the faith to address the times where God doesn't remove a thorn.
Yeah.
There's a reason. God has a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
For what he's doing and how he's using us. For those that are listening and would like to know how they can assist with the work that Impact Nations is doing, or may be in need of assistance from Impact Nations.
Yeah.
Tell us the options for... It's not always necessarily a church. You may just have a group, you know, a Bible study group. You may have, you know, 8 friends from, you know, different churches, but you're doing a Bible study together.
Yeah.
Is that something Impact Nation, you know, what are the different options and opportunities to minister through Impact Nations?
Yeah, absolutely. Loads of ways to get involved. One we've already mentioned, which is Journeys of Compassion. We do have church groups that will come. For kind of smaller or medium-sized churches that perhaps don't have their own missions wing, we can effectively serve them in that way by basically inviting them to come and join a Journey of Compassion. We've had as many as 9 or up to 15, actually, from one church.
Can you work with them to become independent in that area? Where you come with us and do, you know, but you guys can do this.
Yeah, we can do the training and stuff. We've worked with entire denominations to teach them how we put these things together. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you can come on a Journey of Compassion, either just yourself or with a group of friends or what have you. You can go to impactnations.com and learn more about that there. Of course, giving is massive. Impact Nations, I said, Journeys of Compassion is one small thing of what we do, but our biggest issue, our biggest mission is to rescue people with the power of the gospel, rescue people from very dangerous situations such as human trafficking, child slavery, forced prostitution, gang violence, teen pregnancy, rescue them out of the danger, get them into safety. We've got many shelters and things like that. And then get them the skills that they're going to need to be able to flourish long term. And so our rescue, restoration, and then release into the world to go be salt and light, because of course we're making disciples all the way along, and people are learning how to walk in the rhythm of the kingdom of God, and everything changes for them. But we can't just preach the gospel. We've got to demonstrate it. It's got to be good news to the poor if it's going to be good news at all.
Yeah, and speak to the person who's trying to find, you know, a reason. I understand if, you know, the friends I have that have a much larger income than I do, they're able to do things like this and go on trips. And it's This is something for everyone, and there's a way for that to happen.
Absolutely. And we've got folks who are given $15 a month, and we got people who are writing $150,000 checks,
yeah.
And both have a massive impact in the kingdom. And one of the things at Impact Nations we try really hard to do is get as many of your dollars right to the front lines as possible.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's giving, but if you want to participate and go on trips, there's ways for you to put toward, you know, you help people learn how to
absolutely
fundraise.
Yeah. You can start a savings account where you're actually giving into your savings account and getting a tax receipt. And some folks do that for 3 years and then they finally saved enough to be able to go. Mm-hmm. We've got fundraising platforms right on our website. You can say, hey, I'm going. I actually did that. I'm the CEO and I dog food this stuff, man. Philippines and Colombia took family members with me. And I was able to fundraise, and it's a beautiful way to include your friends and family,
yeah,
and have them participate in the go of the gospel.
Yeah.
And so it's a really great opportunity to get your community involved.
Well, if you want to get involved, as Tim already mentioned, impactnations.com, and you will hear a radio spot that we're airing. They're the featured ministry of the month on KLYT. Last month, you may remember you heard our spots for Beds for Kids with Steve Stucker. And this month, so we kind of alternate between kind of a local ministry and then a global ministry. It's Mission New Mexico and Great Mission. This one actually, is both.
Yeah, we've managed to hit both categories there.
Yeah,
we're headquartered right here in Rio Rancho, actually.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we're out of time. But Tim, we appreciate your time. I appreciate what the family and the rest of the crew are doing at Impact Nations, and absolutely expect to have you back in and talk more on how people can reach out through impactnations.com. Tim, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and thanks so much for tuning in and listening to ABQ Connect.